You're listening to Garibaldi Red, a Nottingham Forest podcast brought to you by Nottinghamshire Live. Hello, welcome to a very different episode of Garibaldi Red as we find ourselves at another iconic Nottingham sporting venue. We're here in person for a very rare podcast with us all together at Trent Bridge, thanks to Temps, to help us launch the FIFA 23 ratings for Nottingham Forest. So, as I said, I'm here with Michael Temple. Temps, hello, how are you?
I feel a bit bad that I've put us in a broom cupboard at Trent Bridge. We've got this amazing view out the window, but everyone's looking at a bit of a whiteboard with some scribbles on. And they're not really getting the ambience. So I apologise to the listeners for that, but it's nice to see you, Matt.
I mean, we could actually be anywhere in Nottingham, but I guarantee we are actually at Trent Bridge. And if I turn to my left, I've got a lovely view of the pitch as the ground staff, in theory, prepare for the One Day Cup final, but it looks like they're just playing cricket to me. But fair play, and they've got a lovely gig. But also with me today is Greg Mitchell. Greg, how are you?
I'm great, yeah. Looking forward to it. Like you say, beautiful view. I'm not looking lovingly into your eyes, I'm looking past them. So, yeah, it's great out there.
Well, as long as you're looking lovingly normally, that's all right. Right. So, as I said, we're going to do the FIFA 23 ratings for the Reds, see which players can be fuming and which players can be happy with the final number they've been given. And what I've got is five very exciting ratings cards, which are down here, and I'll hold up. And I shall turn them round to these chaps, and they're going to have to guess the ratings and particular numbers for the players, and then we'll go through the other ratings for the other players, build a five-a-side team, and see how knowledgeable Temps and Greg are. Right, shall we start with the skipper, Joe Worrall? Greg, do you want to have a guess at his rating?
Well, he gets slated for his pace, doesn't he? However, I saw in training him beating quite a few of the players, so overall rating, 73.
Temps, do you want to take a punt, assuming you haven't seen it?
No, it'll be higher than that. There's that delineation, isn't there? You're a gold at 75 and a silver at 74. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say 75, because I'm more of a Worrall fan than most, I think. I really rate him.
FIFA don't rate him high enough to be a gold then, so they're not in the fan club as much as you. Joe is a 74.
Oh, sorry, Joe.
Sorry, Joe. If we look at those numbers, what's he going to be thinking here?
The pace, that's cruel, that is. I know, like I say, people have been saying he's slow, but I've seen him run, he's not that slow.
Yeah, come on. 75 for defending, too low. 76 for physicality, too low. 58 for pace, I'm giving him 59 at least. And I think he's far more of a passing defender than that number suggests. If you're going to highlight one of his strengths, he can find a ball to feet, down the channel. The numbers there are too low for Joe Worrall.
He's got a cracking pass across the pitch as well. It was one of his favourite ones last year. Well,
he's dined out one of them in particular.
Yeah,
that'll
go up.
I'll read out all the numbers for people who are just listening, not watching this. So Joe Worrall, overall rating 74, pace 58, shooting 21, passing 55, which just seem a bit harsh, dribbling 45, defence 75, and physicality 76. A bit harsh, maybe. Right. Next one is a lad who's just been called up to the England squad as we start recording this. On the floor gracefully, in Dean Henderson. So I'll hold it up for the camera. Who went first last time? Greg. Temps, do you want to have a go at his overall rating?
Yeah, I think this will be a lot higher. For me, Hendo is one of the undoubted Premier League quality players. So I'm putting him high 70s, probably as high as 79.
Greg? Higher or lower than 79?
He's an England international that we've not said for a long time, so I'd have took 79. However, I'm going to take 78 now, just to be different.
Well, Temps is spot on. He is 79, so he is a gold player, obviously. I'll hold up another numbers for you so you can have a say on those. What are we thinking, chaps?
Reflexes. Yeah, should be a little bit higher than that. He's got an 82 rating. I think he's different level. His reaction saves a different level. Kicking, distribution for me was a strength in the first game. Went off the boil a little bit, but I think he can feel a little bit harshly done to there. Positional play, a little bit light. I think he's a little bit light across the board there. Yeah, the positioning reflexes, kicking and handling rating should all be slightly higher.
Greg?
I mean, that's the 55's letting him down, isn't he? But he's a goalkeeper, it's a bit harsh. So I wouldn't be surprised again to see him in the 80s. He's a player that's just getting better and better, isn't he? we're very lucky to have him. So yeah. would it be that if he was just in the Man United team? Maybe he'd get in the 80s.
But yeah, what's De Gea? Do you know what De Gea is?
No. We can find out Sunday night, I think.
Well, I'm going to research that and I might come back with a bit more vociferousness. If I find that De Gea is an 85, 86 and they're giving Hendo 79, that might be getting nutted like Jamie Vardy's card.
I'll read out the others. So Henderson, diving 80, handling 78, kicking 77, reflexes 82. Is that speed, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
55 and positioning 75. Now, we did have a consulting producer on this podcast in Fletch's son, Luca, who's a FIFA expert, I hope, and he said Henderson should be higher out of all these players that we're going to talk about. We've got three more cards to talk about.
Just one second. David De Gea is an 87.
Is he?
Yeah. I've just checked on the internet.
87?
Yeah. So if David De Gea is an 87, and all right, look, he hasn't been quite as terrible the last few weeks as he was when Man United started the season, Hendo's an 83, 84 in my book.
Well, he's been done down there. Just, Man United premium, that's not on. Right, let's talk about a homegrown player in one of our own, in Brennan Johnson. I'll hold it up to the camera. Greg, you can have first dibs on overall rating.
He's going to be one of the highest in our squad. I mean, whether they take potential into this, I'm not sure. But again, I'm going 78 again.
78,
for that.
Like
yeah.
that.
I do.
Temps?
I think in the context of Hendo being a 79, it's going to be a little bit lower than that. So I'm going to say 76, but I think his pace rating could be off the charts.
Yeah.
Okay, so Temps was closer, but he is a 75, so he just scrapes a gold card. And I'll hold it all round for you to see. We can see what his pace actually is. Here we go. Pace is 88.
Wow.
Good?
Yeah, definitely the pace.
Yeah. So that's when I'm picking my FIFA team, that's what I'm looking for. So I my style of play, I need fast players. So I loved Atalanta last time because they had a lot of quick boys. Playing with Borussia Dortmund, four and a half stars, but Haaland up top, there's a good little shortcut, and Mbappe, quickest on the game. So Brennan's always going to get in my side because he's got the gas.
Shoot, 72 is low for shooting. That is very low.
It's a bit insulting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, proof's in the pudding, some of the goals he's scored previously. But, yeah, again, it's going to change for the better, that is.
If he has a good World Cup and gets 10 goals this season, those numbers are going up. So I think that will be the lowest Brennan Johnson is ever rated on FIFA.
Agreed. Right, final numbers for the people who are just listening on their phones, not watching. Brennan Johnson, overall rating 75, pace 88, shooting 72, that's harsh, passing 67, dribbling 76, that's harsh, defending 41, I think you might take that, and physicality 57. Right, let's move on. We've got two left before we do scoot through the other ratings. Next one, Morgan Gibbs-White, temps.
Yeah, he'll probably suffer as well for not having been too exposed to the Premier League. So I'm going to say 76. I think he'll be just above Brennan because he'll be seen as a more rounded player. His pace won't be anywhere near that. But I think he'll sneak ahead of Brennan because there's more strings to his bow.
Pace not as much, but like dribbling and stuff like that, he's superb. So they should be in the 80s. I'm going to say going off Brennan, 77.
75, same as Brennan.
Not very good at this, am I?
Well, no, you're getting close. Temps is better.
I've got no major objection to that, I don't think.
I'm surprised he hasn't got anything in the 80s.
Mm.
What would you have in the 80s?
Dribbling? Yeah, dribbling.
Pace, 76. Is that fair? I haven't seen him run that as much.
He seemed quick against Everton, especially when he did that. I mean, that skill he did against Everton when he came on gives that like an 88. But
yeah.
I suppose they're going off previous seasons and, you know, he hasn't had the Premier League exposure yet, has he?
No. His ratings, like Brennan's, it should go up year on year, we hope, now. He's playing regular Premier League football. So pace 76, shooting 70, passing 73, dribbling 76, a bit harsh, defending 57, physicality 66. Right, last one of the cards that we've kindly been sent is, I think people can guess who it's going to be, Jesse Lingard. Greg, last one, what are you saying?
79.
Temps?
I'll go 78 because I think Forest have been pigeonholed here as a team that are expected to struggle against other Premier League teams on FIFA, right? I think that's the where these ratings have come from. I think that's harsh because Jesse is proven in the Premier League and showed at West Ham what he can do when he's playing where he wants to play in a setup that's compatible with him. So, yeah, I'm going to go 78.
I should have kept tally on who's got these right, but I think it might be 5-0. 78.
I mean, what was he at West Ham, though? I bet he was well into the 80s at West Ham.
I think Tamps is right.
We've it's harsh, this is.
The team expected to struggle. Overall figures there, I mean, dribbling, a bit harsh.
Shooting, dribbling, passing.
Passing's harsh. He's like, I think he's well on top at so far, season so far, with passing for our team. We haven't really seen many shots of his yet, have we? But that's going to come.
I think in Jesse's mind, he's breaking that card over his knee.
I think he might.
Yeah, I agree.
Overall, 78. Pace, 77. Shooting, 75. Passing, 73. Dribbling, 79. Defence, 57. And physicality, 65. Right, we shall guess the other ratings. We'll just go through the other ratings briefly, and then we'll finish with a bit of a five-a-side team, which I think is just going to have a load of pacey players in Temps' team and a goalie. So I'm going to read out some of the other ratings, and you can have a guess. We might just do higher or lower. So bear with me 1 second. Say a player, Greg. Any player.
I don't know. Nico Williams.
Nico Williams, the ultimate Forest fan. You couldn't think of a player there.
I was thinking of an exciting one. We've got too many.
Overall rating, Temps?
Nico's an 81. I think he's just got so much about him, hasn't he? So comfortable on the ball, hungry to defend, hungry to attack. I'd want him in my team, 81.
Higher or lower, Greg?
Lower.
What are you saying?
78. I keep saying that. Well, if I say it enough, one of them's going to be right.
I think Nico's going to be hunting out the people at EA to be raising. He's 71.
What?
Right, yeah. I'm going to hunt out someone. This is ridiculous. Nico can stay where he is. I'll sort that one out on his behalf. That's shocking.
It is.
How much is his...
Yeah, say a stat. I'll tell you. What do you think? Say a stat.
Dribbling? Like, again.
71.
Nah, it's ridiculous.
Shooting 45. Pace 73. That's a bit insulting. Right, Temps, you can pick... Actually, I'll pick a player and I'll say who it is and you're going to say higher or lower. So, Nico, 71. We'll say... Steve Cook, higher or lower than 71?
Par.
Higher or lower, Greg?
Lower. Sorry.
72.
You see, I'll pass the pressure on to Greg.
Yeah, you've just chucked me right under there.
Defending 73, physicality 72.
What's pace?
45. That's not fair. Okay, let's go a different one then. Who shall we go for?
If you're going to do the centre halves here, it's going to be a 45 minute
episode. Orel Mangala?
I love him.
Higher.
Yeah.
Higher. What number?
75, just because the unknown with him.
Higher still. I was tempted to say 78 to beat Greg at his own game of the law of averages, but I'll go 77.
No, Greg's got one exactly right, 75. We'll do a couple more of these before we finish with a five-a-side team. Moussa Niakate?
Yeah, unknown quantity again, I think. 77.
Higher or lower, Greg?
Oh, I'd say spot on. So I'm going to go just because I'm going to go lower, one lower.
You should have gone one higher.
Oh.
You'd have been right. 78.
Never abandon a good stretch.
Yeah, that's
Greg.
This seems more like it to me. Pace 79, although he looked rapid, so maybe that's a bit low. Defending 79, physicality 78. So we shall do two more. Omar Richards, this is a real shot in the dark.
He's on one leg, isn't he? So if he turned up to the FIFA ratings day and found himself behind Brennan Johnson in a race, I'm sure that was duly noted. So
but
I think
he is coming from Bayern Munich with one leg.
Nico Williams, 71. Mm. So 70.
I'm saying, just because you've mentioned Munich there as well, I think you've given me a clue. I'm saying 74.
73. We'll just do two more and then we shall finish. Lewis O'Brien?
He'll be lower just because of where he's come from, although we've seen a lot of good, haven't we? 73.
You've split the difference. Last one before we just pick a five-a-side team is the highest rated player in the game for Forest. So people might be able to guess who it is. I'm going to say, I won't ask these boys to guess because they know who it is. I don't know how good their acting skills are. So it's Renan Lodi. What's his rating, Greg?
I wouldn't have guessed him being the top one, but I mean, he's a Brazilian international.
Yeah.
I think he's probably just been called up from what I read. So if he's the highest rating and we've had 78s, I mean, 81.
Higher than that, Temps?
Higher than that, I'll say 83. Because of that, he's going to be in the context of a Brazilian backline.
Yeah.
So they'll be constructing values in support of that team being amongst the most played on the game in a World Cup year. 84.
Oh, love it. But no, too high. 80 for Renan Lodi, the highest rated player for Forest. Pace 83, shooting 68, passing 76, dribbling 80, defending 74, and physicality 75. So we'll post either an article with all the ratings in, or I'll post all the ratings for everyone in the comments, and producer Dan will flash some of these up on the screen, hopefully, for those who are watching. We should finish with a five-a-side team. I mean, obviously Henderson's in goal. One defender?
Why?
Well, no defenders.
I think the five-a-side team here, a Forest five-a-side team, let's say we're in a Premier League five-a-side tournament, you've got to take some risks. So I just want gas everywhere. So we're, the best form of defence is going to be attacking my team.
Okay.
And we're just going to load it with pace.
Okay. So who's in your team?
Well, did you just tell me that Renan Lodi is faster than Brennan Johnson?
No. Brennan was 88, wasn't he?
I can't pick Nico, although he would be the type of defender you'd want in a five-a-side team. So I'm going to go Lingard, Johnson, Gibbs-White, Lodi. Yeah.
That is very attacking.
So I'm going to change it now because I had at least three of them. I was definitely having Lingard, and now unfortunately, I'll pretend I'm playing against him. Then I'll have Nico.
71. You having a laugh?
Yeah, but I don't believe in that rating. I think Nico on a five-a-side pitch would be incredible. Mangala, just to be that guy in the middle controlling. Nico Mangala, I do have to have Lodi still. I'm going to have Taiwo up front as well, because I know you've gone for pace, so I'm going to like try and bully you off
it. All right, five-side target, man.
Let's have a look at Taiwo's rating then. Now you've picked him without knowing anything about him. That might have been the Forest scouting policy a few years ago. Right. So what did you say? He's been pretty decent, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's where he's come from as well, isn't it?
So what's his rating?
I'm going to say 77.
76.
It's 77. You peaked, Greg. You've grown into the game.
Yeah, momentum's good for me, isn't it?
Pace 83, shooting 76, passing 59, dribbling 70, defending 32, and physicality 80. So, yeah, that's a decent pick. I might pick him. I might have Niakate in it as well, just for some, just do all the defending, and then have Johnson and probably Lingard, and then, Wayne Hennessy in goal. Henderson in goal. Right, I think that brings us to a close. Hopefully people enjoyed that. It's very different to what we normally do. We'll be back tomorrow looking back on the Fulham game, which we're just sitting here assuming was a resounding win. That could come back and bite me on the backside. And we'll catch up with Temps's around, and I'll sort out another guest at some point, maybe Gary. But thanks to everyone who's watched that. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Temps, thank you very much.
No problem, Matt. Yeah, apologies to those that thought they were going to tune in to hear me making wild predictions about Premier League football matches. Instead, I've been here with a poker player. Greg just, like Bart Simpson in a maths test, just answering every question exactly the same. And me trying to pick the most attacking five-a-side team in the history of Britain from a broom cupboard. So yeah, I've enjoyed myself.
We can't really turn the camera, can we? It might ruin it, but we are definitely in Trent Bridge. Greg, thank you very much.
Yeah, I want these five-a-side games to actually happen now. I wonder if FIFA can do that for us.
That's the future. Right, thanks very much, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow, but hopefully you did enjoy that, and we shall see you soon. Thank you for listening to Garibaldi Red, a Nottingham Forest podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, then please let us know. We love hearing your feedback. We'll be back soon with another episode. Thanks for listening.